How is the UW system responding to Governor Scott Walker's mandate that it train workers of the future? Those often are workers who are older and can enroll in traditional four-year campuses and pursue a bachelor's degree. To talk about those new options, I want to thank Jeffrey Russell, Dean of Continuing Studies and Vice Provost for Lifelong Learning at UW-Madison, and Aaron Brower, Provost and Vice Chancellor, UW Extension. Gentlemen, thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks for the invitation.
Thank you.
Let's preface the way this way. The governor's February 3rd budget speech. Effective worker training programs are actually economic development efforts. So many of our employers are looking for qualified workers. Increasing the ability to fill those positions will encourage employers to add more work, which obviously will lead to more jobs. How does the UW system, in both of your cases, interpret this mandate to respond to that changing workforce?
Well, there is quite a substantial skills gap, it's called, between the needs in the workforce and the education and training that we have in the state. And so many of the programs that Jeff and I are creating are aimed at filling that skills gap. The only other thing I would add is that filling the skills gap can run the gamut between specific technical skills and what we sometimes call soft skills or power skills, leadership, critical thinking, ability to communicate well. You really need the whole range of those skills, technical and these life skills, to be filling that skills gap.
Well, that's interesting because, thank you for the materials you sent me. By 2020, Wisconsin will have approximately 75,000 job openings that require educational credentials beyond the bachelor's. So, Jeff, can you elaborate on what you're trying to...
Sure. So, on the Madison campus, what we've been trying to do is to bundle a lot of our programs that are available in different delivery modalities, different ways in which they can access the information. As you said on the front end, these folks that are out in the communities that are adult learners, they can't come on campus. They've got jobs, they have family, other community commitments. So our role was to roll this up in this Advance Your Career portal to try to make it easier for those in the state to be able to see if they want to increase their skills, let's say in the computer science area, how they could explore on our campus what might be available. It could be in social work, could be in engineering, could be in math and statistics. So the idea here is to increase the accessibility so that people can know how to get started, what kind of programs we offer. We offer over 44 different types of programs with different modality, and we're really trying to help serve those in the state by increasing the access and start that dialogue so that they can look at what program might make sense for them and what might not.
Let's talk about that target audience. Do most of them not have a four-year degree? Are we talking more men than women? Who are we trying to reach with this program to make them aware that they do have some options to get more skills?
Right. So about a fifth of the population of Wisconsin, somewhere in the neighborhood of 700,000 to a million, people have some college and no degree. And that's really the target here. As Jeff said, they were in school for a while, or they went late, but they have lives, they have careers, they have family obligations, and now they're coming back looking for something more. Or it could be they have a very satisfying career and they're looking to advance that, and what more training can they take on to help them.
Maybe this is a good time to talk about the difference between the efforts at Extension and the efforts at UW-Madison. So how do they relate and... not overlap, hopefully.
Well, I think that, you know, in terms of what we're trying to do on the Madison campus is to increase access as it relates to those that already have a bachelor's degree and might be looking to add on to an existing baccalaureate degree. So again, it might be somebody that has been in one field and maybe is looking to become a physician assistant, for example, or is dealing in the health and human service space and is doing a lot of work in mental illness. And they need some additional, they don't want a master's degree, they might want some additional courses beyond that. We would call that a capstone certificate. So we're trying to think about where there's these specific needs. I mean, there's another key one that we have on campus, actuarial science. So with American Family, and you see a lot of work in big data now, Extension is also doing some work in the big data area. this is very specialized training that takes, you know, a lot of math, a lot of science, and we're trying to make that more accessible so that people don't have to leave their job and wherever they're at in the state, but can still get access to high quality, really good learning experiences that the marketplace and then their employers in society says, wow, these things really help improve that person, but it also helps improve their service.
So the focus, is it fair to say the focus of the efforts on UW-Madison is someone who already has a four-year bachelor's degree?
Right. Through Advance Your Career, that's our focus, that particular adult audience that already has a baccalaureate
degree. And then
degree.
You're in the extension part of that.
Yeah, and extension itself actually is quite broad. So we have four divisions, county workers who are in every county of the state, work along with the tribal nations as well. Public broadcasting, so public television and public radio is part of extension. Continuing education that takes place all across the state and with all the other UW institutions. And then the Small Business Development Centers and Business and Entrepreneurship Division. And again, 15 Small Business Development Centers all across the state. So the focus that we wanted to talk about today is really on helping people in Wisconsin advance their careers and develop in the workplace. And those programs in extension are coming largely out of the continuing education area. And we work in collaboration with all the universities across the system, including Madison. Extension is sort of the entrepreneurial and outreach arm for UW system as its own institution.
Well, we've talked about Advance Your Career. Let's get into Flexible Option, please. Go ahead.
Good. So Flex Option is our what we call our version of the competency-based education movement.
What's that mean?
Right.
Let's stop you right there. Competency-based.
Right. So in a traditional educational program, we have learning outcomes for students. So in a history course, there's learning outcomes that define
the semester begins
major.
X and ends Y, and you get a grade.
That's right. And at the end of 4 years, here's the learning outcomes that define that history major. In the Flex Option, it's the exact same learning outcomes, but instead of sitting through courses, the faculty, the history faculty, develop assessment instruments that allow students to demonstrate that they know something about the Civil War, that they know how to take source documents and use them to talk about historical facts, etc. We have, and that's how Flex works. So we have five programs right now, and three more in the works. We have a nursing program from Milwaukee, an IT program from Milwaukee, and a diagnostic imaging program from Milwaukee. All three of those are bachelor's completion programs. We have an associate's degree from UW Colleges, which leads to the liberal arts associate's degree in arts and science. We have a master's program in geographic information system that's coming online from UW Stevens Point. We have a certificate program in drug and alcohol counseling from UW-Madison. And then we have a certificate in professional communications from Milwaukee. And then on tap is certificates that are kind of business-oriented, stackable certificates, one in leadership, one in sales, and there's others coming, global skills from Parkside.
Global skills really intrigued me when I saw it getting ready for the show.
Yeah.
Would I get a four-year degree, or would I get a certificate in global?
That one is a certificate. These Parkside programs are certificates that can stack on each other to get a professional bachelor's degree.
Kind of a building blocks.
Mm-hmm. Building blocks, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, can I land on global skills?
Yeah.
What would that train someone to do?
Well, so that one's in the works, so it's not fully nailed down yet.
Sounds intriguing.
The intent of it is to help people work more effectively in global markets. So you're learning about cultures, you're learning about your own biases coming from a U.S. culture, for example, facts about marketplaces in the world, and the like. So, you know, you are more comfortable in these global international markets and working for international companies.
Jeff, how is this going to evolve under the governor's recommended budget cuts? Is this something that even your programs would take a cut in addition to the traditional UW-Madison classroom cuts?
Well, I think that, yeah, the answer to that is yes. And I think that, you know, we're working in collaboration with UW Extension to see how we're going to best manage those cuts and what implications they have on our programs. But our intent is going forward, both Aaron and I in our roles, we're trying to increase access. So we're trying to increase the number of state residents that can attend UW-Madison and the other partner schools. And I think, you know, this is something when you look at the demographics and you look at the adult population and the skills gap and all the things that we're talking about, we think this is a real important area to advance the notion of the Wisconsin idea, to advance the notion that we can make connections with the local residents in a high-value, high-quality learning experience.
Well, part of thank you for the materials you sent me, because I'm going to quote a line. 63% of the nation's population will need post-secondary degrees by the end of this decade, and only 38% of those have degrees now? That's a big gap. So that's what this is about, right?
Right.
To try to align our future workplace with the needs and the jobs that are out there.
Yeah, and the numbers of people seeking higher ed now are growing substantially. In the last decade, it's gone from about 12 million to close to 20 million people seeking higher ed. So how do we help students actually achieve the goals that they have through the various options that we're providing? That's really our task.
So hopefully someone sitting out there watching this show is intrigued. And what skills might I have to develop? So what next steps should they take? Which website should they go to, and what should they be prepared to see? And if they're intimidated, should they try again? So, what?
Aaron, do you want to take that in terms of the flex, and then I'll talk about advanced recruiting?
Yeah. So extension. So if you go to flex.wisconsin.edu,
and we'll be showing that at the end of the show.
That will provide the website for the UW flexible option. There's also, you can go to UW Help, which is a system website that lays out not only Flex, but the programs that Jeff has at Madison and the online programs all across the system. So UW Help is another good first stop to explore what's available.
And I think in both cases with Aaron's program and with ours, if you go to advanceyourcareer.wis.edu, which again you'll have at the end of the show, you have the opportunity to look through all the available options, and then you can fill in some information and request additional information. And that's really the opportunity for us to make a personal connection with you, which I think this is what, you know, I think we've been visiting on, is that it's intimidating. And what we want to try to do is use our digital connection to try to reach more people. So in our website, which would just was launched in February at the Board of Regents meeting, we've already had 10,000 people on the website, and a large number of those have been submitting information. They're wanting additional information. So our ability to connect with them at a personal level to then start to understand what kind of things could you potentially do, what is the next step, what makes sense. Their initial interests may not align with the programs that we have, so we might be able to recommend them to a program that Aaron or perhaps somebody else in the state has. So I think that it's, as you point out, it is intimidating, but I think what we're trying to do is to put more of a digital human face on this and try to make connections, because all of these, they're big decisions, and we want to help people pursue the right kind of things, and it's just a matter of then working with them.
Well, just a story on how you use the term intimidating. Ready for the show, I went to the site, but it asked me about my math skills. And I didn't have any. So I went away and came back to the site, and then I got to the point where, okay, you need to take the next step. And would I then get a call from somebody? And how would that work?
Yeah, so for UW Flex, we have our self-assessment program is called Flex Fit. And there's two parts to it. The first part is about 10 minutes, and the second part is about half an hour. And it goes through and asks you questions about various skills. And it actually, because so much of it is online, it asks you to try some things to see how familiar you are with online learning. And then you'll get a call. So I did it myself, actually, when we were setting up the program, and I was surprised how accurately it assessed my strengths and weaknesses, and then, right, you get a call. It's in some ways...
And what happens in the call?
Then the person has your profile. In our case, the admissions counselors have your profile from the FlexFit, and you begin walking through that. Tell me about your interests in nursing, how deeply are those, is your life set up so that you can really support this? Because, you know, as nonprofits, right, we're not trying to make money out of the people who are seeking our programs. Our goal is access, and particularly student success. So what we want to know is this a good match for you? And as Jeff said, if it's not, we'll refer you somewhere else.
What I've been asked, why I did so poorly in math several thousand years ago, and in this 10-minute follow-up?
Well, so think about if you want to go into the IT program.
I'd probably get directed, steered to another potential.
Well, maybe not, but if you had taken, let's say you had taken calculus as a high school student 100 years ago.
Okay.
How much of that do you actually know now? So what's important is not actually what your background was, it's where are the skills now, and do you have the skills that you need? And if not, here's some options you can do right now to brush up on some of those skills so that you're ready to enter that program.
There's a phrase that just intrigues me. How do you gauge whether someone has earned credit for what they already know? Is it this personal interview? I mean, do you send me a follow-up test saying, did you really do so horribly in algebra and geometry and not make it to calculus? How do you gauge that?
Well, this is, again, UW Flex option. So this competency-based model is based on you move forward towards your degree by demonstrating what you know. So even if you had taken calculus, there are elements of it that were important for the nursing program, and there aren't, but in case there were.
Yes.
We would actually have you complete the assessment for those math skills before you could move on.
Okay.
So you may know those things right now. You take that, you sign up today, and you take the test tomorrow. And if you pass, you move on to the next thing. You don't have to wait for a whole semester to move on.
How do you respectfully tell me, Steve Walters, you wouldn't do well in computer science, but maybe journalism? No, do you understand my question?
Yeah.
You don't show a whole lot of promise in this field.
Yeah.
Is there a but?
It's really through practice. So we would give, and this is true for Jeff's programs too. There'll be self-assessment instruments, and you're either performing well and you will know it, or you're not. And if you're not, that's where some of the skill and the counseling comes from when we reach out to you.
I think that the advising part of that's so important is to try to help communicate with folks so that they understand where their strengths are so that they don't go down a path that's actually going to not be a good experience, not only academically, but it likely is not going to be a fit career-wise. There's a lot of work, you know, as you've heard from the governor and many others around career initiatives and career readiness and all of these kind of things. And I think we're trying to blend all these things into these discussions to try to say, look, we need a team that can really help people find their passion and interest, what knowledge and skills are required, how do we increase the access to high quality learning experiences, thereby helping them individually, helping their families, helping their, you know, business or their nonprofit, and then helping the state.
Let's talk about the jobs of the future. And again, thanks for the materials you sent me. Managerial and professional office. So is that a program that I would pick up through the FlexSpan, advance your career type thing, right? How would that work? Because that's going to show a growth of 14% by 2020. So that's a growth field, but what does that mean, managerial and professional office?
That particular one is office management areas.
Okay.
So how do you get trained to really manage an office? And those of you who work in larger offices know that actually management of staff and productivity are really hand in hand. So through UW Flex, we are continually developing programs that are trying to meet the highest demand areas. So healthcare, IT, yep. and business are the three that we've focused on primarily. I listed out the programs we have.
And STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, and community services and arts, which I find really intriguing, but we may not have time to go into that. Education, as you said, healthcare, professional, and technical. Health, 24% increase as mm-hmm. Wisconsin's populations get, well, as the United States population gets older. Mm-hmm. Food and personal services. So these are some of the jobs that both right. these programs, Advance Your Career and Flexible Option, are trying to retool.
Right. Right.
Maybe that's the wrong term. To develop, to give people additional mm-hmm. career skills
yeah.
for.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I mean, you mentioned the STEM field, Steve, and I think that, you know, we've had a strong master's degree, for example, in biotechnology. Had over 300 people, 80% of those people are in the state. And as you know, in the growing economy, biotechnology is an extremely important area. We're strong in a lot of the engineering fields, and so we have a master's in engineering management where we work with 40 different firms in the state, from Mercury Marina to Manitowoc Crane to GE Healthcare to Harley-Davidson. And again, in this particular case, back to your management question, these are not technical master's degrees in the sense of a science-based. They're mm-hmm. actually an engineering management degree.
So they're not getting, MBAs, no.
That's right. They're not, although we offer an evening MBA, we offer an executive education as well. And I think that the key is on the technical side there, the STEM, we're really trying to help those companies here, John Deere and others, and their employees, because many of them are doing engineering plus these other things. I mean, you mentioned global aspects in your interest. Many of these companies, as you know, are working all over the world, so that's a really important element that they're working on. So there's a lot of exciting things going on in that space. As you know, with the IT or information technology emphasis, I mean, with Epic being here locally in town, there's a lot of interest in computer science because a lot of their hires are not necessarily math science, but yet they need some basic training in some of those areas. So that's an example of us working with one employer that has a strong interest and need for some of that training. But their people are all over the world, so they're not going to come down to campus 9 to 10 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a course. It's just not going to work for their work style.
We have in our IT program, which is one of our most popular flex option programs, we have a guy who's been in IT for about 12 years who dropped out of college. And he's now wanting to complete his degree. And in terms of getting credit for what he knows, within the first 4 months of his program, he completed what would be the equivalent of about a year, almost a year and a half
on his own time, apart from his work schedule and any family demands.
Correct.
I'm sorry for interrupting you.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Some of your personal testimonies are pretty powerful.
Yeah, and you know, and he's sort of working through in the way we hope they will. So the things they know, they move through pretty quickly, and you get credit for it, and you move on. And then you hit the point where you really need to study, and you need to take time, and that's how it should be.
Let's talk about the payment models. We all we're well aware of how it works at the UW. You know, you enroll by that, but this is a whole different payment options. And I'm curious, yeah, there's two mentioned on your websites. There's a one-time, all-you-can-learn option, $2,250 for 3 months. Let's talk about that first.
So these are options through the Flex option.
Yes.
And Flex does not go by credits or courses. So you're paying for a period of time, and you can either do all you can learn, we call
immersion.
It. Immersion. And like this man I just told you about with
yes.
IT. So you sign up for 3 months, you get access to all that you need to. You can work through as many assessments as you want, and you get all the support that you need. And that's $2,250. And at the end of that 3 months, if you want to re-enroll, you re-enroll and you keep moving forward.
It's another $2,250.
Another $2,250.
Okay.
If you would only wanted to work on one aspect, like web design, you might only do that, and then the charge is $900.
That's the single competency plan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Right.
And do you want to talk about some of the credit-bearing?
Yeah, the credit-bearing in terms of Advance Your Career, that's the traditional model that you're going to be paying graduate-level tuition for the access of those courses. So that's much different than the competency-based model that that Aaron's talking about.
So if I picked an all-you-can-learn option, I could kind of dive in, right?
Mm-hmm.
An immersion, 3 months?
And you need really good support. as Jeff was saying, the counseling and the advising that goes along with it, because there's a lot of people who believe that they've know more than they do, right? And they take on more than they can realistically. And our job is to help people succeed. So how do we best do that? How do we help them structure?
The support component, does this come through what you call a success coach?
Yeah.
In
UW-Flex, yes.
Right. He or she, the academic success coach, advises, tutors, and life coaches. Mm-hmm. Is that all done online?
Primarily online or telephone. These are, again, as Jeff is saying, these are people that could be anywhere in the country or the world. Most of our Flex students come from Wisconsin, so about 73%. But our academic success coaches reach out to our students at least once a week. It's proactive, intrusive advising, it's called. Mm-hmm. And they're the one-stop shop for the whole variety of questions students might have.
Well, who lays out the curriculum? If I identify an area and I'm assigned an academic coach, who lays out my next benchmarks, the next textbook? Boy, there's an old term. But the next set of academic goals. Do I work that out with my coach?
Yes, exactly right. So you work out an independent learning plan between you and your coach. And the faculty, remember, who have outlined the whole curriculum, have laid out some benchmarks as well.
Okay. Let's talk about someone who's struggling in these programs. As I read the materials, there are some options. The one-time grace period, can we talk about that? How does that work?
Yeah, so again, these are all UW Flex Option Program, which is, I want to emphasize one route in the whole portfolio of options that between Jeff and I and the whole system, really there's a wide range of opportunities for students. But in this case, again, it's a new model and it's a new way of learning, and the self-paced actually requires the student to be self-directed. So, and we want them to succeed. So in this case, we have built in a grace period, and if they're didn't complete as much as they hoped to, and at the end of their three-month period, we don't slap another 3 months on them right away. We give them some time to complete.
And the other component of that for someone who's struggling is the warning status. How does that work?
Same thing. If they're not really meeting their own goals and they're not moving at the pace that they had hoped to, or they're not succeeding, because something's self-paced doesn't mean that we would let someone flounder forever. So at some point, you got to say, this may not be working for you, and there's some other options.
One thing that intrigues me, the heart of this is a statement that I found on your websites. Not teach, there are no classrooms, right? That's the whole key to that? One-on-one, individual learning, competency-based?
And again, UW-Flex option is the faculty lay out the learning outcomes. So the nursing program is the same nursing program as the brick and mortar.
Yep.
But students move through in their own pace, and faculty play much more of a guide on the side role than they do lecturing. Actually, they don't lecture at all.
And Jeff, I was intrigued. The UW is in its second phase of, is the term MOOCs?
MOOCs. MOOCs.
Massive online open courses.
Courses, right.
And the UW, Madison has just started like five or six of them?
Right. We just started phase two, which consists of six courses. We just finished Otto Leopold and the Land Ethic and the Perceptive Hunter. And that was very successful in partnership with the Otto Leopold Foundation in Baraboo. We had about 5,500 that participated, a large share from the state of Wisconsin. And as you know well, we have well over 500,000 hunters in this state, and it's important to our culture and community and to our economy. And so that was a really four-week, very exciting, talking about land ethic, private-public ownership, and the balances and the things that we have to look at. We're presently into the Great Lakes and climate and weather, and we're talking about spring, winter, fall, and summer. And that's been a lot of good interaction. We have a partnership with 21 libraries across the state. So we've been out every week. It's a four-week course. So every week there's a gathering in a local library. And this is where we're seeing the Wisconsin idea in action, where people are out expressing what they've observed in weather changes over their lifetime, things that they're concerned about, various groups, and then trying to understand what does the science and the data tell us. And so We're excited to be involved with that. This would be a case where they're free. So this is the intent of the campus, as you've heard from our chancellor, is to make our campus more accessible to those in the state. And this is one way to do that. And the feedback has been very good. And so we're going to talk about Shakespeare as the third one.
They're going to work with AAPT, yep. American Players Theater.
That's right. So we're looking forward to that, as well as many local community groups. There are a lot of young Shakespeare kind of programs as well in communities that are participating. Then we're going to talk about energy and the earth, which, as you know, energy is a big discussion. Renewables and all the different balances. How do you balance those different things? And then we're going to talk about forests and humans, and what does all that mean in terms of embedded energy and decisions that we make. And then we're going to finish it up with health and the environment. So.
Do I have the MOOCs? Is that
MOOCs?
I'm sorry, I always get that wrong. But how does this build into the larger goal of training the next generation of workers?
Well, I think this is an excellent question. I think when you look at the learning that's going on, first of all, it's very similar to what we've been talking about that Aaron mentioned about the portfolio and increasing access and quality. Yeah. These would be what's called open educational opportunities. So in other words, I was just in Eau Claire on Saturday, so people didn't have to get in their car and drive down to Madison to have a discussion with Steve Ackerman, which is a leading faculty member in atmospheric and oceanic science. We had it there locally, but they had already watched all of his pre-tape lectures. They'd already engaged in the material. This happened to be winter, so there was a lot of good discussion on that. And so I think that's an opportunity for us in terms of reaching out to the state, creating high quality learning experiences for those folks that are at these different places. They don't really want to grade, but yet we're looking at reusing some of that content with some of our existing credit based instruction. Okay. And so there's a lot of reuse that comes out of that, but it's a matter of being engaged with the communities and the audience and understanding what the role is. But it's been an exciting development, and it's the state, you know, I know there's a lot of discussion around the Wisconsin idea, but our experience, I've been in seven different cities in the last 9 days in some of these meetings, and I can tell you people are engaging, and they're interested in learning, and they want access to the system and to the university. And I think that's really what makes us unique and distinctive in the state of Wisconsin, is the Wisconsin idea and how they really engage, don't you think, Aaron?
Just two final questions. We're almost out of time. How does it relate to our tech colleges? What's the emerging synergy, if there is any, with them?
We take the approach that the more options provided for people, the better. And the techs provide certain kinds of programs and certain kind of opportunities and experiences that UW doesn't, and vice versa. And then the piece of it we're adding to is non-traditional programming and non-traditional structures of education for non-traditional audiences.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that the big thing is what Aaron's suggesting is that it's got to be access, and it has to be quality, and it's got to then fit to their schedule. And I think that's really what we're trying to do in more the digital environment, is to try to figure out how to do that so that they can perhaps go to a two-year. So, for example, our BS at home in nursing, you can earn your two-year degree and then be working at home to finish your bachelor's degree. And that's been a partnership that Extension's worked on in many of the nursing programs. And that's just an example of helping. And we've had over 1,600 graduate in that. So these people were able to stay in their communities, continue to work and be part of their family, but yet complete their degree. And I think that's really what we're trying to do, is to really help make these high-quality learning experiences more accessible.
Well, let's wrap up the show this way. Somebody watching the show and is intrigued by this, what next step should she or he take?
They should go online, explore either one of our programs and others as well. And once you get sort of into the portal, right, whether you do that through Flex or UW Help or Advance Your Career, then you begin to get help, and you can get help navigating to the kind of structure and programs that are going to best fit.
Any PS on that, Jeff?
Well, I would just say, in terms of the Madison program, I'd go to advanceyourcareer.wis.edu, and you'll see all the information there, and fill the form out, and we'll be looking forward to connecting with you to see what program might fit for you.
Well, fascinating. Thank you. For our Jeff Russell, thanks so much. Wisconsin I is going to leave your websites on the end of the show, so hopefully people will use them. But thank you very much for coming to talk to Wisconsin I.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thanks.
Thank you.